A Dead Man in Athens by Michael Pearce. Read by Clive Mantle. Chapter 1. That was another of the things he used to think about as he stood there in the grey light of dawn, waiting for the barrage to begin. How had it got to be like this? And if he had known, could he, Seymour, since he didn't believe in blaming other people when the world went wrong, an ordinary police officer in the East End of London, have done anything to stop it, or even part of it? The aeroplanes, for example. He could hear it now as he stood there, the irritating gnat-like buzz of the spotter plane coming to take up position and call all hell down from the skies. Could he have stopped that? Stopped Stevens, say? But of course someone had stopped Stevens, and it hadn't made any difference. The barrages had still gone on. But had there been a moment when it might all have been averted? That moment, for example, in Athens, in the autumn of 1912. It all began, unpromisingly, with a cat. A cat, said Seymour, disbelievingly. That's right. Surely I've not been sent out from London to investigate. Well, it was a very nice cat, said the second secretary, mollifyingly. One of those blue-eyed ones. Angora, I think you call them.
Yes, well, maybe, but...
The Sultan was very fond of it.
Sultan? Wait a minute, where was he?